I'm Wes, grateful compulsive overeater from Sparks, Nevada. And for those who don't know where Sparks, Nevada is, we're just the sister city to Reno, up in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, which has been getting inundated with records amounts of snow. And we've been very fortunate that our snow has been minimal, but we've had a lot of precipitation, which we desperately need. Ross asked me to do a talk, and I hope you can see this. The camera's not working too well. Anyway, it was the periodic table of elements, and we were going to discuss the various problems with the periodic table, starting with hydrogen and helium. Is that the wrong topic, Ross?
Yes.
My name is Les. I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater, and I've been in program over 37 years, and I joined in Union, New Jersey in June of 1985, and I have since lost about 130 pounds. I have some pictures here, but I don't even know if you could see them based on that. Oh, well. I was really large. The thing that I've learned in program is that I have to concentrate on self-care, because I really need to have myself in order and accepting myself in order to not want to resort to my drug of choice, which is excess food. And my journey through the steps is the self-care. It's not a one and done. It's frequent, principally 1, 2, and 3 every day, 10 and 11 every day, 6 and 7 where I need. I don't do a lot of 4 steps, although I've committed my co-sponsor to do another one, because I try to get everything dealt with through the 10-step. Every day. If I need to make amends, I do that. I do not want to go through the process that I did when I did my first 4th step to feel the pain of reliving all those things that happened in my life. The way I look at grouping the steps, although we're a spiritual program, so everything I talk about really is spiritually based. But I grouped the steps when I first came into the program, and every day, is that the physical to me is steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't, he can. I think I'll let him every day. The emotional steps and understanding them are steps 4 through 9. And then the spiritual steps are 10, 11, and 12. And what I mean by that is, in working the 11th step and really getting to know precisely that I am a spiritual being and learning to live, trying to do his will, not mine. And every morning when I'm doing my exercise and stretching program, that's one of the things I pray for, is to have the power to do his will and to recognize what his will is, of course, and also to turn over trying to control situations, because I am a control-oriented person. And I learned that I had to control things around me in order to feel safe. And I don't need to do that anymore. And I also turn over worry every day, because I come from a long line of professional worriers. And it just does not help me to be serene and in acceptance. If I'm worrying about something, and usually when I'm worried about something, it's about an outcome, and I don't like that, because it just brings the idea of food. So I came into OA, as I said, in June of 85, to lose weight. I mean, that's what I wanted to do, because going through a merger in a company I worked for, and this time, rather than us taking over, we were being taken over, and that meant job insecurity. Most likely my job would have disappeared. And so I went with a group of other vice presidents down to Washington, D.C. for a talk on the merger. And that was on People's Express, if you remember People's Express. And you just walked on the plane and sat down, and they went around and you bought your ticket right there on the plane. Well, I couldn't get the seatbelt around. And the flight attendant walked down the aisle with the strap saying, "You got to fasten your seatbelt. You got to put this seatbelt extender on." Everybody's looking at me, and I could feel myself being red. So I put that on. And I'm sitting between two really big guys, because there were only two seats left when I got on the plane. And when they came around to want to serve you a drink and a snack, did I turn it down? Nope. That was on a Friday night. That following Monday, I walked into my first Overeaters Anonymous meeting. And the speaker of that meeting told my story. I couldn't believe that she would stand up there and talk about things that I could not really admit to myself. At the end of her talk, she said, "We all have a gift. We have the gift of abstinence, because we're all abstinent being in this meeting. And take that gift with you and treasure it, because it'll be the most important gift that you have ever received." And I took that gift, and I've been abstinent ever since that meeting. Only one time did I ever come close to breaking my abstinence. And that was for something that was so profound, so important. I don't even remember what it was. But I remember coming up from my room, standing in front of the refrigerator, and debating with myself. And the telephone rang. And in those days, you know, you didn't have at least we didn't have voicemail or an answering machine or anything like that. So I answered the phone. And it was someone who had heard me talk a couple weeks before that at this meeting. And she called to thank me for what I'd said, because it really helped her. And I told her, "You don't know how much you've just helped me with this phone call." And I told her I was debating going into the refrigerator. And that's really a plug also for the tools, because the tools help us with the steps, but the steps to me are the key to the program. The other thing about step one is in the last paragraph, it talks about being teachable. And every day I must remain being teachable and, as Ross reminds me, humble to be able to change. When my wife and I got married, we agreed that what we were going to do is be committed to change and grow every day, because the same person will eat again, will use again. And that is something that I really strive to do. In the fourth to ninth steps, I did lose my weight, but I was not happy. And I still had that anger in me for all the things that had happened in my life that didn't go the way I wanted, blah, 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 blah. But one of the things I heard in program is pick up literature, open it and read it, the answer will come. Well, I did. And guess what it was? The fourth step. Did the fifth step. Did the sixth and seventh. And I felt like a new person. The eighth and ninth. And getting rid of the baggage of the past that I had caused, not what others had caused to me, was very helpful. And then, as I said earlier, the daily 10th step for the spiritual part, which keeps me centered. And when I do the 10th step, one thing that's absolutely important to me doing is to look at my blessings and the gratitudes for the day. But the 11th, and building that spiritual awareness, is just so important. And I guess that's pretty much out of time. So in conclusion, the program works when I work it. It is very important for me to remain teachable every day and to work those first three steps every day. And, of course, to give service. Service taught me how to, by doing service in OA, it taught me how to interact and be with people in non-confrontational ways out in the business world. And the difference between me before and after OA in the business world was tremendous. I have such gratitude for this program, such gratitude for all my fellow travelers on the road of happy destiny. So I love y'all. Thank you.